I've been dreaming about sounds. Every night I'm as quiet as a mouse. And some colors go together, and the circle has no end, and the stars will shine. Some colors go together, and the circle has no end, and the stars will shine forever, and you are my best friend. You are my best friend.
Way four.
Oh, fishes.
That's a song called Fish and Mice, and that was the voice of Holly Throsby. Well, not the last voice you heard. The one who was doing the singing was Holly Throsby. The album is called Sea, and it's an album of children's songs. What was possessing you, Holly?
Well, I don't have any children myself, but I have a goddaughter who you'll see on the cover of the CD, and she has a little brother, and a lot of my friends have kids, and it started off really as a kind of a joke idea to make an album of kids' songs. I mean, I'd written some songs for them specifically and for my friends' kids, but as I started thinking about it, it got more and more serious as an idea, and Tony Dupe, who produced the album, had arrived back in town, and I knew that he would be the perfect person to, you know, add sound effects and magic. So we embarked on this project together.
And it sounds as though it's kind of collaborative as far as the children are concerned as well. You're not singing at them.
No, that was the main thing I wanted to not do, is to make something that would sort of talk down to kids. I wanted to make something that was just very childlike. So I tried to channel my childhood thoughts when I was writing the songs. And then the main thing when we started road testing the album with kids is that the main thing they wanted to hear was other kids. So we added more and more and more field recordings of children.
Yes. Well, okay. Well, when you're not in the field, you have been... Well, actually, I was going to say you were in a field when you made your new album as well, weren't you?
Because in a meadow, yes.
That church is in the middle of a Wilds Meadow New South Wales. And let's hear a song from it. The album is called Team. It's been Album of the Week on Radio National. You probably have run across a track or two from it, whether or not you're aware of it. But now we're going to hear sung for us live on today's music show by Holly Throsby, a song called To See You Out.
Yes, this is a song about an unexpected night at the theatre.
Ready to go in my party clothes right now, right now. Ready to go into the night, a starry night, and down the road, and now, and now. I go out, I see you, I see you. It's good to be out.
It's a song called To See You Out, and it was performed live for us on the music show by Holly Throsby. And would you like to introduce the band, Holly?
My band, the Hello Tigers. Jens Birchall, playing the cello just now. He also plays, when we play live, the bass and the mandolin. And Brie Van Rijk, who plays percussion and accordion on that song, Casio keyboard and glockenspiel and all kinds of tricks.
And they both sing as well.
They also both sing, yes.
Tell us about the making of this album. We've already said it was made in a little stone church in Wilds Meadow in country New South Wales. And you've mentioned Tony Juppé.
Yep.
That's presumably an important part of this whole process.
Yeah, I've worked with Tony.
Juppé,
yes. I've worked with Tony in some capacity on every album I've made. He's a really beautiful kind of producer, but mainly an arranger, I think, is his main sort of what he brings. I mean, the sound of the things that we record, but also the way that he will get different instruments and use them in interesting ways. And for Team, the main difference in this is lots of overlapping vocals that I had a lot of fun with, and then Tony using Jens's strings and Bree's percussion and other things, and creating kind of teams of instruments to kind of go along with the teams of vocals that we were using.
So it sounds as though it's quite intensive in the production stage.
It is and it isn't. I mean, we don't do much in terms of rehearsing with the players. It was pretty much entirely an improvised album in terms of what Bree and Jens, and we had a violinist called Veronique Saray play as well. Their parts were improvised and then kind of sometimes left exactly as they were, and sometimes sculpted a little. My vocal arrangements I'd written before, but we tend to not think too much. We'll try not to think too much during the production process, and then we reflect. But we wanted to leave this one as sort of raw as we could.
And you made this about the same time as you made the kids' album. Did they affect each other at all, do you think?
I think so. We made the children's album first in the church, and that was a very different experience. You know, it was summer and we had lots of friends, my friend Darren Hanlon and Jack Ladder and various guests who performed on the album, a fiddle player from Barrel, for example. It was, you know, lots of people camping out and lots of fun. Our team, we spent about 3 weeks, we had a break. Just in case we didn't want like a crazy elephant noise to kind of fall out the wrong door and land on the Serious Grown Up album. But then coming back into this, it was sort of winter and it was a lot of time with Tony and I and you know, Bree and Jens, and a more of a solitary experience, a bit misty. And
yes, it would be there in winter. Yes.
Yeah, it got very cold.
And I suppose, I mean, there's a uniformity to the album, to team. There's a very distinctive sound, which I find very hard to put into words, but the songs relate to each other in terms of their mood, I suppose, as much as anything. Is this something you set out to do, or is this something you think that was perhaps coloured by the circumstances in which it was made?
I think a bit of both. The songs on team were all written in a very short space of time, over about 6 months or so. And I really wanted the album to have a sort of through line. We decided to use mainly classical instruments. There's cello, pump organ, nylon string guitar and percussion and things like this. And we kind of wanted to have that palette and keep that quite limited and then work within that and just use the natural sound of the room of the church, which I think gives it that very uniform sound, oral feel.
Yes, yes, yeah. The stone walls, you can hear them.
Yeah, well, Tony set a number of microphones up, kind of one in front of me for vocals and one maybe 2 feet behind and one up in the loft. So it does have that very particular sound of being inside a bigger room.
Yeah, some people would use computers for that, of course.
Yes, no, we issue computers.
You know, isn't there something you can click on which says Little Stone Church?
Yeah, no, I think there's probably an app for that.
You mentioned the vocals briefly. Let's just talk about the very distinctive sound of your voice. I find it hard to separate it from the songs, from the words, from... Are you able to separate the two, or do you, in a sense, write the songs on your voice?
I think I do write the songs on my voice, yeah. I think I really considered myself more of a songwriter before I felt like I was a singer. I kind of talked my way through my first album, and I'm enjoying singing more and more, and in this album really enjoyed using my voice as another instrument. But yeah, I mean, I've never heard it put like that before, but that is kind of how I think of it, because to me, when you write a song, the melody kind of comes out with words attached. This is the way it happens for me anyway. And then I'll work on the words and make more of them and you know, reflect on them. But a lot of the time, some songs come out kind of written in a way, the tone and the words attached in some way. So, yeah, it is all part of the voice, I guess.
And is that the case in It's Only Need?
This is a song that was a lot of fun, and we have a lot of fun. Bree played a lot of metal in this song that she's brought.
Lots she has of a vast number of small contraptions.
Yeah, she has. This was one of those songs that we kind of kept as live as it was played, and it was a lot of fun singing the backing vocals in the church and having a very kind of joyful road movie sort of feeling for this song, which is otherwise intensely depressing.
Okay. Well, we'll Saturday morning we'll play up the road movie side of it.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's Only Need, that's Holly Throsby, and she was singing that song for us live on the music show with Jens Birchall playing cello and Brie Van Raak, I was going to say playing percussion, but that doesn't really cover it because what she was actually doing, she had this endless range of little objects which made noises and she was picking them up and shaking them and putting them down and getting up new ones and tapping them and so on, and it was really absolutely involving visually, and I'm sorry you couldn't see it. You won't see it on the album either, but you can get the album. It's on the Spunk label and it's called Team. And the children's album, which we heard a little of earlier, is called Sea, and that's on ABC Music. And the third album with Sarah Blasco and Sally Seltman is called Seeker, Lover, Keeper. And Holly Throsby herself is part of the Sydney Festival opening night extravaganza on Saturday the 7th of January. And then she's also at the two Spiegel tents. This is very Sydney. Sydney Festival has two Spiegel tents, one of them in Sydney itself and the other one in Parramatta. And Holly Throsby is playing at both of them. If you check out our website, you can find Holly's gigs.